Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
Liesl van der Westhuizen, good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back. We are talking about Dynamite Diepsloot Deeds. What is that?
It's the Youth Alive Sports Project, and they do incredible work in the community. And I came across them just a couple of weeks back, and I thought we have to talk about it because often women and young girls in fitness and in sport get left behind because of your menstrual cycle, not being able to sport sanitary wear. And then the other thing we forget about is sports bras. And that is a big thing that's needed in the community. So this project tackles questions and projects like that, but also helping young women to get into sporting activities. And it can be anything that just gets them moving and helping healthy. And it's just incredible to hear the work that they do. And I thought, let's get out and find out more about the Youth Alive Sports Project.
The Youth Alive Sports Project was formed in the year 2019 by Johannes Molepo and Precious Laga. It is based in the Diepsloot Township in Gauteng Province. Our goal is awareness about challenges that girls face in sports due to social economic issues and to empower underprivileged girls so that they can continuously pursue their hopes and dreams in sports. We also realize that girls in remote communities are limited their ability to comfortably partake in sports of their choice due to lack of basic necessities like sanitary towels and sports bras. They often withdraw from sporting activity. As a result, they miss out on character and confidence building, social and physical development, and other benefits of sport participation. These girls become so vulnerable to social illnesses like teenage pregnancy and substance abuse. The Youth Alive Sports Project supports girls through mentorship program, providing basic necessities and promote max participation of girls in sports through organized girls-only tournaments.
So that's just a little bit more about the Youth Alive Sports Project that's based and operating in Diepsloot, Gauteng, and in the surrounding areas. It was founded by Johannes Molepo and Precious Laga, and their focus is to raise awareness that young girls and young women face in the challenges they face in sport due to socioeconomic issues. And it's just incredible to hear the work that they do.
It really is. It sounds amazing work that they are doing. And I love the fact that they are using the medium of sport as a way of actually intervening and putting in place programs that will obviously impact positively on particularly those young girls. So how can community and anyone else really assist them?
So donations, sanitary towels, you can donate sports bras, not old torn sports bras, but well-loved sports bras, or go and buy some sports bras at a local sports shop to donate. They're looking for sponsors and donors for anything of a sporting nature. And they are looking for anything that can just assist them. Even monetary donations will be greatly appreciated. It's the Youth Alive Sports Project on Instagram or Facebook, or Molepo at edufootball.org if you'd like to find out more. But their Facebook page and their Instagram page has all their contact details. Youth Alive Sports Project. And anything you can think of. Perhaps you think of something that we didn't even mention, and you know that you can donate that. Get in touch with them because it might be something that they do desperately need.
The project, of course, not only being recognized, but most importantly, receiving awards.
Absolutely. It's incredible to see the number of awards at this project. And I think this is a project that can easily be rolled out and into the rest of the provinces. They won the Gauteng Women in Sports Awards for the Community Project of the Year in 2020. They won the Gauteng Women in Sports Awards Community Project of the Year 2021. And it's just amazing to see how they're getting recognized, that they are answering the socioeconomic questions and problems that young girls are facing through their mentorship programs, providing those basic necessities that young girls need to be able to do sport and to be able to see what a community building can be done through sport. So absolutely incredible to see the work that Johannes and Precious are doing. Youth Alive Sports Projects, that's what we're talking about this morning, and they're on Facebook and Instagram.
They're absolutely amazing, Liesl. Thank you very much. What are we talking about tomorrow?
It's Tip Tuesday, so I'm going to give you some tips on how to stay healthy and fit this summer.
Even for somebody who is only now thinking, oh, wait a minute, summer's around the corner, so therefore let me stay.
Absolutely.
All right. It's not about those washboard...
No, we don't talk about that. Yeah, no, we're not about that. We're about just being healthy and keep you moving. We're not definitely not talking about washboard abs at all, ever.
Liesl, thank you very much. Liesl van der Westhuizen, back with us tomorrow morning at 4:40.